Welcome to the Daily VFN Radio Program, where we're keeping the conversation light. That's L-I-G-H-T light, with your host, Greg Lancaster.
Welcome to VFN TV and the Daily Radio Program. I'm your host, Greg Lancaster. Joining me today is Pat Hamilton.
Hello.
And John Ramos.
Hello.
So many good things are going on, but also horrific things are going on. And we just want to say, we want to welcome our Christian television network audience and our HBR audience and our radio audience around the nation, around the world, and on the Gulf Coast, the glory zone.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
You know, what God had told me as we were coming in into the area and establishing the VFN Dream Center, that we begin to believe God for a glory zone. And guess what? God is sending confirmations again and again that he's going to ooze out. If you missed Apostle Isaiah's prophecy, you know, what his vision of what he had got when he was in Nigeria, you can actually see it. You can go to VFNTV.com, go to the torch, and go to prophecies and find out. And just, you need to hear it. It's going to encourage you. It's going to challenge you. And hopefully it's going to make you a person of prayer. You know, you want to be and you want to hear what God's saying, that it's for all of us. You know, God loves everyone. And by the way, he even says he even loves your enemy. So, you know, pray for your enemies and those that use you and that type of. And so we want all of us to get in. We want to see God do some pretty awesome things. And we have some great things we're going to be unfolding on VFN TV. We briefed on it sometime, maybe a couple weeks ago, about, you know, what are the seven spheres of culture, you know, and whoever is at the top of these decision making, you almost could call them mountains. I mean, imagine like king of the mountain type thing. It's like whoever has the most influence on those mountains determines which way a culture goes. And God's called us to disciple nations. And so what we do, we got to begin to pray that God's kingdom would come in these areas, these culture type mountains, like in the religion mountain. People say, we shouldn't say religion mountain. Well, look what's happening with Islam. Look what's happening with all the different religions out there. You know, it's time for us to say, you know, as Christians, we need to lead people to Jesus Christ and understand that we have a king. He has a kingdom that's inside of us. And our war is a war to win souls, not to kill souls.
That's right.
You know,
right.
That's the difference,
that's,
you know.
Right.
Not to whip people, but take the whipping for people. Isn't that wild?
Yeah.
It's like, you know, be punched in one cheek and turn the other cheek. Right. I mean, luckily, we just watched Patton how this thing is done.
Yes.
It really works really well. It starts off like this. You get hit in one cheek, and then you look at them, and you're supposed to go like this. What did you just do? Something like that. I forget what it's called like that.
I don't know.
Just a little joke. Anyway, so I just want to talk right now. We got the religion, mountain or sphere of culture. You got the, I just want to cover real quick, like the family. You know, look at the family, what's going on. But, you know, how many people are giving up God's way of raising family?
Mm-hmm.
How many people have emasculated the father and the family and just say, you know, just hang around, bring in some money. If you don't do that, you're out of here. You know, just sit in your lazy boy chair, get you a hobby or something, you know, go to your seductions or whatever, but just, you know, don't say too much around here, uh-huh. You know, and then all of a sudden we just kind of restructure the whole family mountain there, you know. And to bring God's way of doing things back into the family mountain again. And so we can't, you know, talk about the world. I mean, it's about the church. You know, we've got to begin to, you know, the world's going to have its influence in these cultures. And we're not supposed to conform to the patterns of the cultures of this world. We're supposed to be transformed by our king and his kingdom and his word. And another mountain is the education mountain. I mean, if you haven't seen, reportedly, the National Education Association complex in Washington, D.C., people tell me, they describe it almost like a mountain.
Wow.
The atrium, you get in there, it's just like you're just this huge, you know, I mean, nothing like your tax dollars at work building something that's battling against God's view of education and teaching the kids, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not saying all the NEAs like that, just most of them. But the teachers aren't like that, but they're struggling with the control of this union type thing going on. And so we could pray, we could say, God, that your kingdom would come to the education part of our culture. And then we have, of course, the government mountain. I mean, don't you know we need the kingdom of God to come into the government mountain, the media mountain? Look at media, how we're seeing Kirk Cameron. We'll be talking about his movie again today. It's being released right now during these 14 days, you know, Saving Christmas, plus other ones that he has done. And some, you're looking at the Hallmark channels, you know, going into new areas. And it was real touchy there because I saw when his father passed away, you know, the present owner, he almost went, you know, in one way, and you know, God heard prayers. I mean, the Hallmark stayed in their area of just, you know, feeding this wholesome type, you know, media, which is, I appreciate. We just want to give a thank you to all those with Hallmark how they are saying, you know, this is who we're going to be. We found this who we're going to be, and we're going to support you. I mean, we're going to support you, and we're going to watch that Christmas movie again with her. You know? We're going to watch it again.
All right.
And of course, in this arts and entertainment, I mean, you know, a friend of ours, you know, we got a chance to talk with a friend of ours. I don't want to give his name. But, you know, artists are looking for outlets. You know, I'm a Christian. I have this talent. You know, I want to create. And they had to start coming together once a week just to create because there was no place for them to create. Mm-hmm. And what we got to do is pray that God's kingdom would come into that and they would have all kinds of kingdom opportunities to create, you know. And then you have the business mountain. And that is so important because that's where the funding for all seven mountains come from. You know, the blessing, the marketplace, and all these different things. And if you look, if you study the scriptures and people that God used, you tell me how many people were preachers. You know, how many people in the Bible now, how many people were from the Levitical priesthood? Or how many people were in government? You know, how many people were in these other areas of you know, music or whatever? Yeah, the culture. And you find out, you know, and according to somebody who's definitely deeply studied it, so we'll just lean on his understanding, Rick Joyner, he said there's only two. He said there's only two.
Wow.
And the rest of everybody else comes from, you know, it's a doctor, Dr. Luke, right?
Mm-hmm.
A tax collector, right? That's government, right? And that's so right. you're looking at
there
did
he is.
Did y'all get that zoom in on that? That was beautiful. And so we got to begin to believe. And so, yeah, we've been prophesying about what's coming. I was just reading, you know, James Robinson's prophetic word that we've had up for quite some time that I think he gave in 2008 about, you know, humble ourselves or be humiliated. Mm. You know, this morning I was reading it. And when James gives a word like that, you listen up because he's a lover, you know.
That's right.
And it's coming to pass, but we can humble ourselves in the context of those things. We were given those words, but it's not over. We're just going through a time of we're going to get in order. You know what I'm saying? I mean, Father said, okay, it's knock that off, you know. And he says in Hebrews 12, I believe it is, he says, you know, consider this real difficult storm you're about to go through as a loving father, just saying, you know what? You're not going to do that no more. And you're going to act right. And you're going to treat each other well. And you're going to, you know, when you did wrong, you're going to say you did wrong. And I'm going to forgive you. But you got to first say you did wrong.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, kiss your brother and make up. Kiss your sister and make up. Remember how tough that was? Real tough, wasn't it?
Oh, yeah.
It's probably tougher for your sister than you probably actually enjoyed it, right?
Yeah, probably.
I'm sorry for what he did to you. That was just so, so bad, right?
Right.
And so, I mean, this is so important to watch what happens because we're going to be talking about getting you a vision beyond what we're going through. Yeah, we're going to be going through it. But, you know, Jesus endured the cross for what was on the other side of the cross, that he was going to have a bride, a spotless bride that the Father was going to give him. He's going to be married to the church. And so he laid down his life for her. And he tells us to do the same thing for our own. But then he tells us to love everybody the same way. So sometimes if we only love our own natural relationships the way God says to love, but we don't love anybody else that way, then we're really just loving ourselves because we're supposed to lay down our lives for everybody.
Mm-hmm.
Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And so anyways, so we'll be talking about all those different things. I'm excited about it for all the people that are in government, all the people that are in, you know, different aspects of government, you know, like law enforcement, military and all that kind of stuff, all the people that are in business. Good things are in store. Begin to pray now for us as we're coming in. We're going to start having some different gatherings for you. And we believe that the Lord is going to speak wisdom into your business. He's going to give you divine ideas and concepts that because you went to him for them, I mean, he'll give you things like all you need to do is get one billboard and it's be right here because I'm going to have somebody pass that billboard. It's going to come do business with you and it's going to rock your world and change your paradigm. I believe there's other people going to have a business and you've been stuck in this, you got all these tools and you're using them, you know, this way. And you need to break that mindset because God wants you to use those very same tools producing this other product. And if you can shift like that and you can hear what God's saying, then he'll take 10 times what your revenues are in your business. He'll begin to multiply it by 10. But see, this is what God does. This is who he is. This is who he is. You know, he's the one that says, go to the water, get the gold coin out of the fish's mouth.
Mm-hmm.
But it's for his kingdom. He wants to begin to bless kingdom-minded people who understand that God wants to get resources through you, not just to you, so that you can finance the kingdom of what's taking place. But what's about to happen in the earth is going to be the biggest harvest of souls probably the earth has ever seen. Reportedly a billion. So many people have said that. you know, but also coming from Bob Jones and others that have seen it as well, reiterated by Paul Keith Davis and others as well. And it's like, you know, we got to get ready for this. And it's going to take, you know, you're going to be hiring in your business these new believers, these new men and women who love God and they want to be able to bless your business. And they're going to understand what you understand. You're running the business for God and they're working for you for God. So they're going to work for you as unto the Lord, Ephesians chapter 6. And you're going to treat them and work and run that business as unto the Lord. And God's going to take that thing and he's going to just spread your product and your service and give you creative ideas and concepts. I believe teachers, you know, right now you're struggling. You're thinking, how do I survive? Why did I pick this thing? You know, there's some teachers that I know about that went to school and a five-year-old said, I'm going to be back tomorrow with a gun and I'm going to shoot you. And she left teaching. You know why? Because the kid was serious. The kid was serious. But you know what? I believe God's just going to come into the classroom and things are going to change. I believe the kingdom is going to come back into the education mountain, education part of our culture. It don't have to happen in a building. It can happen anywhere. So teachers, get ready to gather. We got some things coming up and, you know, around the nation. If you can't gather on the Gulf Coast, you're going to be able to gather virtually because we're going to be broadcasting, of course, on VFNTV. Just great things in store. Great things in store. But first, you know, we want to go to this break. We're going to come right back. Last night or early morning hours, while some Jewish people were praying in Israel, just praying for peace, they were attacked by a butcher's knife. It's devastating. We're going to pray for Israel. We need to ask our government officials to stand up for Israel and to stop this intifada and this uprising and threatening Israel, like Secretary of State John Kerry threatened or just insinuated that, do you want a third intifada or upright threat? And it's like uprising there, uprising here in America. It's like, dear God, we got to begin to pray over this. More we get back from the break.
You're listening to VFN Radio. Don't forget, you can locate us at VFNTV.com. We'll be right back.
Are you or someone you know having difficulties hearing? If you answered yes, then maybe it's time to contact the professional staff at Ears to Hear Hearing Center, where they improve the quality of life for the hearing impaired and their families by testing and fitting and dispensing the best hearing aid for the patient's hearing loss, lifestyle, and budget. Three convenient locations on the Gulf Coast to serve your needs. Don't miss one more word. Call today and be on your way to enjoying the gift of hearing.
The $50 Eye Guy here with some eye-tastic news. Now, two locations to better serve you, so when buying your next pair of eyeglasses,
come see my dad, the $50 Eye Guy.
$50 Eye Guy.
Welcome to the Army Navy Store with two locations to better serve your needs in Crestview and in Fort Walton Beach.
We have ammunition, weapons,
tactical gear, survival gear, uniform, patches, and much, much more. Call, go online, or visit us today.
Can your faith prevent you from a promotion or raise? This is Law and Justice with Jay Sekulow.
I work on a floor where there's a nurse, and she's constantly harassing me every time that I talk about Christianity. It is my nurse, and she's going to do my evaluation,
sure,
that she does not like that I'm a Christian, and I'm always talking about Jesus constantly.
Yeah, well, let me tell you this. So she cannot deny you a promotion or a pay raise or an evaluation because of your religious faith. Under Title VII of the United States Code, taking that into consideration is a violation of the law. So every case involving employment situations are fact sensitive, which means we've got to look at the facts of the individual case. I'll get you in touch with, hang on the line here, we'll get some quick information from you and get you in touch with our legal staff here at the American Center for Law and Justice.
The American Center for Law and Justice is dedicated to protecting your religious and constitutional freedoms. Visit us at aclj.org. That's aclj.org.
You may be joining us today and you're searching to know God. Well, I want to encourage you, he's searching for you. You know, a couple of us have put our stories out available so that you can be able to connect with Father God through his son, Jesus Christ. I want to encourage you to go to meetmyfather.org. And when you go there, you'll see a bunch of our stories. And we try to share not all of it, but some of what God has done in our own personal lives. Listen, coming to God and coming to the Father is not as hard as religious made it out to be. He's a real loving Father who loves you, who sent his Son so that you can have a relationship with him. Go to meetmyfather.org and you can read some of our stories.
You're listening to VFN Radio, where we're keeping the conversation light. That's L-I-G-H-T, light, with your host, Greg Lancaster.
Welcome back to VFN TV. We are coming with a report right now from Israel and some footage as well from a cell phone there. A tragedy that's taken place where they were praying and they came in with a meat cleaver and just began to hack at, and I believe it is four were killed and six, you know, four Israelis were killed, pronounced dead on the scene, and six are in the hospital. We've got to stand with Israel. Listen, ever how goes Israel, so goes the church. We cannot just sit back and be silent like what happened in previous years. We've got to wake up and stand with Israel. As a matter of fact, take a look at the CBN report now.
This amateur video shows the final shootout with police outside the synagogue.
The attack took place here in Har Nof, a religious neighborhood in Jerusalem. The terrorists burst into the synagogue behind me, then shot and stabbed the people as they gathered for early morning prayers.
Two terrorist Palestinians from East Jerusalem entered inside the synagogue. They were armed with knives, axes, and a pistol. The synagogue was packed at the time with people praying in peace and quiet. And as a result of this terrorist attack, where shots were fired and innocent people were sadly attacked, four Israelis were pronounced dead at the scene.
We go inside, we see people just laying down with this Jewish tefillin and talit covered with blood. Part of them, I'm not sure if they were shot or just cut up or, I mean, stabbed. You know, you run from person to person, check who's alive, who's not alive. You know, every face you see, you hope it's not your brother or your brother-in-law, father-in-law, parents, because, you know, we live in this neighborhood.
Residents of the quiet area, home to many English speakers, were in shock.
They came into a quiet neighborhood. It's not in East Jerusalem or occupied territories, any of that lexicon. They came in here to people who were praying and killed them in while they're praying, in cold blood. People who were going to come home to take the kids to school. The kids are sitting at home or actually walking around over here wondering where their fathers are.
We would expect the world to wake up and realize what we're dealing with. Everybody expects us to do peace, to make peace. We want peace. We pray for peace three times a day. But at the same time, you know, we need partners.
Hamas immediately praised the attack, calling the terrorists heroes. While the Palestinian Authority condemned the attack, Israel's government blamed the PA for its incitement.
Ultimately, today what is needed is for the international community to unequivocally condemn the Palestinian Authority for competing with the Islamist radicals in propagating a culture of violence and hatred. That must cease immediately, and the international community must hold the PA accountable.
Four members of the Har Nof community went to pray early in the morning at the Sons of the Torah synagogue. They never came home. Chris Mitchell, CBN News, Har Nof, Jerusalem.
This is tragic. Can you imagine? You're going to church, and you're humbly facing down. Your eyes are closed, potentially, you know, and they're going to the temple and they're praying. And all of a sudden, somebody comes in with a meat cleaver and begins to hack at you and hack at your loved ones and kills four people right there and then injures six others that are in the hospital. While just a few days ago, they ran over a few of your fellow citizens with vehicles, and the president of the Palestinian government, which America is sending finances to be able to support your tax dollars, saying, listen, that he wanted to have a knife intifada, a knife uprising. He says, listen, you got a knife in your kitchen. But, you know, you think, what is going on? You know, what is happening? And I was doing some articles. Actually, Steve had brought this to my attention, and I was reading a particular article that was sent to me. And, I forget the general that was over Afghanistan. There was actually several of them. There's one of them wrote a book. And he was saying, you know, how they progressed to different things. And I've talked about it before, but the last thing that they progressed to understanding how to defeat the enemy was to take your time to understand what's going on.
Hmm. Was that Petraeus you're talking about?
No. That wouldn't be Petraeus. But anyway, so they has a different novel going on. And so, they just went into this mindset, you know, first, like, let's just do this thing. And then they realized that's not going to work. Then let's try this, and it didn't work. Let's do this. And they eventually said, let's just find out why people are doing what they're doing.
Right.
That's so important. And when you look at what's happening, and we've been talking about on VFN TV, I mean, where else are you going to hear what you're hearing? I mean, where else?
That's
every
right.
single day, Monday through Friday, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, but also right there on the Gulf Coast in the glory zone,
that's right?
You're finding out. You can take your time. Just pause for a moment from all the tragedy that means nothing with no resolutions, you know, on those networks. There's no, you can't resolve anything there. It's just problems. And then, and just listen, because we got to understand what's happening. And in this particular article, if you don't know this or not, almost 100 years to the day, 100 years to a day where they, Islam, you know, made a commitment to come against Israel, or come against America and the West, almost 100 years to the day. And we're going to show this in just a moment. They went to a church in Washington, D.C. and had, you know, Islamic prayers right there. Mm. They had the prayer right there in the Christian church.
Mm-hmm.
And this lady comes up. You'll see this lady. She comes in. She goes, this is a Christian church. That's Jesus on the Christ. This is Jesus. You know, we let you build. You built, you know, your mosque in the nation. But this is the Christian. This is a Christian church. And they had let them in the cathedral in Washington, D.C. Mm. But it was 100 years to the day. But in that particular article, they referenced, and by the way, take your time to find out what, and that's what we try to do, is reference everything that we're saying so you can go find it out. But this universal proclamation to all the people of Islam was written in 1915. And it's printed, and we'll make this available to you, or at least link it. And it's published by the National Society of Defense. And in this particular fatwa, is what it really is, which is a declaration of holy war. It specifically says, it says that, so if you're a loyal Muslim, understanding that you think a caliphate, which is the government, is supposed to be a religious government, and it's supposed to be an Islamic religious government, and all the laws are from the Quran, and that's what you believe. And then you have the leaders, and you read this, the leaders are saying, you know, you're just like an infidel. If you don't stand up and fight with all your resources, if you don't stand up and do something and take someone out, you know, you're the reason why that we're weak. You're the reason why. And he starts naming all these different nations that had taken over. But you can go through this whole aspect of it. And it's they're not creating this stuff in their own head. This is not something that somebody just got to say, I want to be mean or something. Mm-hmm. They're actually being religious. They're being religious because every word for word. Now I have it highlighted right here. I don't know if you can see that right there, but it just, again, as I was reading, I'm thinking, my goodness, this is exactly what's going on. This is written in 1915, which is 100 years, which also, we'll make a link for this as well for you, but when they went, I don't know if it was Benghazi or when the FBI did a raid, maybe it was in John's neighborhood in Jersey. I can't remember where it was. But they found this paperwork in there that was talked about the project. I don't know. Well, we can tell you exactly. You can find out. We'll make a link where you can watch it. Right?
Yeah.
And, that means you got a revelation. And so welcome to the program.
Hey.
And this project talked about 100 years. It was a 100-year project of unfolding to do this for Islam to be able to do this. And think about it. It's just shocking. Here we are. We're at the 100-year mark. We're at the 100-year mark, and right now at the 100-year mark, first I want you to see this, because some people said, you know, finally, you know, we got, you know, because we voted the right people in, then government's handled now.
Right.
But guess who this new government invited in to be able to pray to, who they dedicated to the laws, who make laws for our country? Guess who? I want you to pull, are you ready for this?
The Congress prayer?
Yeah, the congressional prayer. When you watch this imam come in and he gives prayer right there in front of the speaker, and he prays to Allah over our government. That's where our government, you know, and it's a government by the people, for the people. So our representatives, you know, said, come on, and we want to just, you know, we're going to, despite the election, when the people saying we don't want to go that direction, guess what they did? They went ahead and brought it right in front of everybody's face, and most people don't even know that. You've got to see, I want you to see this, and then we'll go to break. Take a look now.
The prayer will be offered today by our guest chaplain, Iman Hamad Shibli, Islamic Society of Central New Jersey, Monmouth Junction, New Jersey.
Peace and the blessings of Allah be upon you. Assalamu alaikum. In the name of Allah, the most gracious, the most merciful. Praise be to Allah, the cherisher, the sustainer of the world. The most gracious, the most merciful, master of the day of judgment. Thee do we worship, and thine aid we seek. Guide us to the straight path. The God of all the prophets and the messenger says in the Quran, He does not place a responsibility on you greater than you can bear. Everyone will receive the good they have earned, and vice versa. Let us pray. O God, bless us as we begin a new day. Bless this assembly. Bless the people and nation it represents. O God, at this time in our history, the challenges for our nation and the world are many. O God, grant these men and women the wisdom, the guidance, and the strength to pursue compassion, justice, and sound judgment. O God, in your wisdom, you have placed upon them a great responsibility and honor.
That's enough, Jiminy Cricket. So, you know, you're looking at, you know, everybody has this great confidence in how they voted, but look what our government just did. They just said, you know what, we're still going to dedicate this country to Allah. Mm-hmm. We're going to bring them in. You have to understand, God's a jealous God. You can't just bring some other God in where we make our laws at. This is an all outright spiritual attack on our nation. We got to begin to pray, God, that your kingdom would come to government. More we get back from the break.
You're listening to VFN Radio. Don't forget, you can locate us at VFNTV.com. We'll be right back.
Working at this assisted living facility when I was younger, and everybody ate really well there. They really ate really well there, Steve. And so...
Okay.
And people would come and visit. You know, obviously you're going to visit.
Sure,
your assisted living, the assisted living facility primarily is, you know, some older parts of our citizens who need a communal type living that has people that live with them, that take care of them, that type of thing. And sometimes, you know, we start losing our ability to think clearly, unlike us.
Maybe that's where I should
that's
be.
That's what's happening, right? Yeah, right. Has anybody seen my notes? Anyway, and so they get, you know, you get Alzheimer's, you get
dementia.
Dementia. Thank you. I couldn't remember
that. No problem.
You've been Googling that.
He's been Googling it, trying to find what's wrong with me.
It happens to me all the time.
What are we talking about?
I don't know.
And so, you know, and so you'd eat really good out there. But there's this one particular lady. You know, she was kind of stuck in a pattern of thought from, you know, this is prior to the diagnosis of Alzheimer's. So we saw Alzheimer's, but we did not have a definition for it. We just chased it around all over the place, you know, trying to catch it. Anyway, so not Alzheimer's, but the person had Alzheimer's.
Right.
And because we were treating them as if they didn't have Alzheimer's.
You know, right.
Sit here. No. I don't talk about it anymore. Anyway, so So this one lady, she always says she was hungry because she grew up in the Depression and all those times. And I guess she went back to that part of her childhood. And that's what happens sometimes. And I don't need to go back to my childhood. Nor you, Pat. It was bad. Lord forgive us. Wash it. Oh, anyway, no. So no,
come back.
The Lord saved me from that. And so she would say she was hungry, but she wasn't hungry because she just ate. Mm-hmm. So people would come, you know, they're visiting their kin folks or whatever. Hey, how are you doing? Whatever. But this particular resident that was there, she'd come out and she just felt so bad for her. I mean, even when you know she just ate, she would just look at you and she'd go, I'm so hungry. I'm so hungry. I need some coffee and some bread. You know, you're just like, I just know you just ate. I gotta go get you something, right? And so the people that would come visit, they're kin folks, you know, and she'd come up to them and she's like, oh, I'm so hungry. You know, it was terrible. You felt terrible.
What are you
doing? Oh, I know
here?
That people are thinking we're not feeding anybody here. She's like, oh, I'm so hungry. I'm just, you got, and then it was like, it wasn't like a good meal. It was like, had some coffee and some bread. Some coffee and some bread. I'm like, oh my goodness. You know, people would just look at us like, you terrible people. You're not feeding them. And so that was the early stages of Alzheimer's. And, just saying that, you know, because we were talking about at the break, you know, can't you help?
Yeah.
People talk about that kind of thing.
You're listening to VFN Radio, where we're keeping the conversation light. That's LIGHT, light, with your host, Greg Lancaster.
I mean, you're looking at this unfolding right now. We just dedicated our laws. We prayed to Allah. Why, understand this. While Israel's surrounded, you know, God's the apple of God's eye, the one that he chose to show his name great, and those who bless Israel get blessed, those who curse Israel will be cursed. We're seeing our president saying we need to organize organize the Middle East. We're seeing our president bring in people for the dinners. What's the dinners in the White House?
Iftar
dinners coming in, which is an Islamic celebration. We're looking at people that like CARE and these different things coming in, and the president saying he wants to make the particular tax, you know, that you pay in Islam tax deductible, like the nonprofit 501c3, which right here in the 1915 fatwa, it says they have to give a part of that towards this war. I mean, you have to guess why it's not that way. And it's supporting the war that's going on, holy war. And then you're looking at, we're at this 100-year mark. And, you know, Breitbart just said in an article November 14th, he said 100 years ago today, and he's talking about the day, guess what, that we let our Christian National Cathedral be host an Islamic prayer to Allah, not to God, not to Jesus, but to Allah. 100 years to the day, which that was the plan. I got the plan right here. I mean, it was available on Breitbart's article here. Dr. Sebastian Gorka writes about it. But he said 100 years ago today, the last caliph, let me put these glasses on so I can see what this thing is. He declared the last jihad against the infidel, which is everybody who's not a loyal Muslim. I mean, that's why you see Muslims killing Muslims, because they don't think that they're loyal enough. And today, this is the first time ever, he writes in his article, that the National Cathedral and the nation capital will be hosting a Muslim prayer. Most Americans will have no idea that as part of World War I, the then caliph of the Ottoman Empire... We talked about that. Hopefully there'll be a related article on that. That the president of Turkey is in, Erdogan, right? Mm-hmm. Because of his hatred towards Israel, his racist towards Israel.
That's right.
And that's how he got in. This is the Ottoman Empire. So you're looking at the 100-year turn. It was spoken 100 years ago, and now it's coming back, and we gave them an iron curtain. He's right about the article. He says most people don't even know 100 years ago that this was declared a holy war against the infidels, as was his right within the Sharia law and Islamic theory. And you can read about this fatwa, and that's what this is right here, and we'll make it available to you as war as well. And he said, ignore the original date of 1915 because It's a typo. Actually, it was 1914. Mm. I believe that's what he's saying, which is 100 years to the day. So what are you going to say right here? You're about to see shocking where you're watching. It's, you know, you think about it. If you have all of these temples or
mosques,
that's where you can pray to your God.
Right.
Mm-hmm. You know, and you have, you know, Christian, we've got to get over this building thing with the church anyway. You know, it's ecclesia, like, you know, mm-hmm. Brother Isaiah was saying. We're the church, you know, right. We keep on defining ourselves by a building. But because we did that, we just put shame on the Lord. Yeah. What happened?
Yeah.
But they went in there in the national church, basically, representation of, you know, found on Judeo-Christian values. Then they go in there and they pray to Allah at 100 years to the day. As a matter of fact, watch this report right now. And watch this lady stand up. She just comes in and she's like, and imagine, first of all, she's a lady. Mm. She's not covered, but she's a Christian. And she's coming there going like, that Jesus on the cross, that's who this is. This is not. You have places to be able to have this prayer. Matter of fact, take a look right now.
Christianity. Jesus Christ died on that cross over there. He is the reason why we are to worship only him. Jesus Christ is our Lord and Savior. We have built...
The woman was reportedly led away, but she continued protesting in another room. The Muslim church service was led by South African Ambassador Ibrahim Rasool. He helped plan the event.
If we continue to do this, it really can have an impact across America in the way that we interact with our neighbors and just our communities.
A member of the Islamic Society of North America called the cathedral a house of prayer for all people.
There is no such thing as a Muslim church service. The church is comes from the word, the called out one, the ecclesia. It's like,
wrong.
We have to wake up. You're looking at this end time view of God, which is a wrong view that says, you know, there's many ways to God, but there's only one way to him, is through his son, Jesus Christ. Mm-hmm. He separated all the ideas from the reality of God. And so from the false realities of these false gods. And so the Episcopal church leaders who agreed to host this Muslim prayer, he goes on to write in this particular article, inside the Washington Cathedral, probably have no idea what happened a century ago in Asia Minor, and that this particular holy war was proclaimed mm-hmm. against. And so you're looking at, look at this, look what's happening simultaneously. You're looking at the United Arab League coming to us and saying, defeat the king of Syria, the Assad. You see our president, who emboldened the Muslim Brotherhood, who is the militant arm, and all these Hamas and all these other groups are militant arms of that, empowered them in Egypt. And then when they came to the president, come to America and said, listen, we will pay for this war if you will deal with this issue, the largest stockpile of chemical weapons in the world, if you will help us, we'll pay for the war. So there wasn't a cost involved. There was no cost to the taxpayer. But there's not a military power like America's power. Hmm. And our president, what he did was, when they handed us the football, he handed it to Putin. Hmm. He took the United Arab League, which is made up of 21 nations.
Yeah, 21 nations.
How many millions, how many hundreds of millions of Muslims who came to America for help to be able to deal with an issue mm-hmm. there, we gave them to Russia, who's invading Ukraine.
Who Forbes just listed again as the most powerful man in the world for a second time in a row.
Putin, President Putin.
Yes.
And so you're looking at, and so you're seeing that, and then if you go and watch the State of the Nation report, and the statements are out of, I mean, you can't take them in context, but if you hear how many times that are, you know, and anybody, it doesn't, I mean, you can, you know, whatever you know, you're free in America to worship who you perceive as God, but you can't stop other people from worshiping God and how they perceive as God. But you see that the representation of our president is continually over and over again for Islam. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I consider it my job as the president of the United States to fight against every negative stereotype of Islam in the world. Where it's like, well, that could be a personal goal, mm-hmm. but in regards to, as a president, it's supposed to be protecting Americans and the borders. Oh, that's right.
Yeah.
Speaking of the borders. Mm-hmm. And so you're saying these things happen, and then you're now seeing at the 100-year mark to the day, according to Breitbart here in their article, is that here we are in Washington, D.C., in a Christian church that represents the Christians of America, mm-hmm. where, you know, presidents go to pray, and that they're praying to Allah, and they take a Christian out of her own church, and they enforce Sharia law by pulling her out of the place. She didn't have freedom. She didn't have any more constitutional rights to be able to do that, to be able to talk about Jesus in the church.
Yeah.
Why people who supposedly were visiting it, and it's like, church, you're gonna have to wake up.
Wow.
You can't just because somebody says they're a Christian doesn't mean they're a Christian. Right. You know? But if they're not, I mean, you know them by their fruit. You know them by their fruit. And so you gotta be with people a while, but if people are consistently calling everything God but God and start talking about other ways to God other than through his son Jesus Christ, and they no longer preach the cross, they no longer preach the blood of Jesus Christ and realize the sacrifice that had to be made for us to enter into the kingdom of God. You know, you gotta find elsewhere. And we have, and hopefully this will be a related article to this. You can see it on the VFN Torch, but listen, I mean, there's atheists over what we call mega churches. There is, ABC News did a report and they're interviewing this atheist, and he said, you know, I don't have another occupation. This is the only thing I know to do. And so you had all these people who said they were going to church. Well, this guy has this little black line across his face. It's like, and if you can't recognize that, and he said that even his wife doesn't know.
Oh,
wow.
And then they're interviewing people. We have another article where they're interviewing people coming out of the church and asking them questions like, you know, about the Bible, like how many gospels are there?
Right.
You know, and, you know, different simple little things like how do you spell Jesus? And, I mean, and what happens is people aren't being taught anything, so they don't know. Mm-hmm. I mean, you can't judge a student until they actually are taught. I mean, don't give somebody a grade before they actually took the test, and don't give them a test until you taught them something. And so what's happening is whatever we're teaching, we're not teaching the simplicity of the gospel. And so here, this is happening at this very, very moment. And when I think about this gruesome beheading that just happened of a volunteer in Syria, a former ranger who was there, and I don't know what he has tattooed on his arm, but I don't know what that is. I tried to see what that was. But here he is serving the Syrian people and nursing them back to help and giving them food and help back to health and doing all these things for him, and they decided just to go and cut his head off and decapitate him this week. And I'm just devastated about what are we doing in the context of this. And you're thinking, who's doing this beheading? And if you heard, I gave a prophetic word sometime back, and we've been reiterating it over and over again. I said, JJ, watch out for JJ. You got to watch out for JJ. You got to watch out for JJ. Because I don't care what's going on. I've got a whole bunch of money, but how did the Jews and Jesus, which represents the church, how do they turn out? Well, guess what the initials are of the man that's beheading these Christians and these Americans, JJ. They're calling him Jihad John.
Wow.
And the Lord laid on my heart that is a sign, it's a confirmation. Church, our Jewish brothers and sisters, we have to wake up. We cannot sit silent. And God's given us a country that we can stand up. We have constitutional rights to stand up. You don't have to, there's, you know, Dr. King, and you can find out everything about what God revealed to us about how to be a civil Christian in a civil land to remain civil. I mean, Dr. King set an example for us how to do that, but we just can't sit back and allow them to mow over us. It's not going to end well for JJ. It's Jihad John. They call him Jihad John. He's the one cutting the heads off of Americans and the British journalists is there, and the Lord just laid on my heart that this is a sign of what you were talking about. Because if we go this route, if we continue to let, you know, our laws be given over to Islam, understand this particular fatwa right here in 19, really it's 1914, he said ignore the date, that it says, you know, that a Sharia law, which means it's to bring in Sharia law in the presence of Congress, where laws are made, by the way, for our country, that's where laws are made, is to say, listen, we don't want the Constitution. We don't want them to have laws. We want the caliphate. That's what that means. We want the caliphate. They're trying to take over the government mountain. They're trying to take over the religion mountain. And people in the church are just sitting back saying, take the whole world, give me Jesus. And guess what Satan's doing? He's taking the whole. It's time for us to rise up in humility and in love and begin to say, wait a minute, there is a lot more of the people who love God, who love this nation. But we got to stand up. We got to stand up, even at the risk of losing our life. You know, if Foley, this reporter's over there reporting, I know we got to go to a break. If he's standing up like this, you know, like he did, to just represent the people over there and to teach them how to, and then he knew that it was going to cost him his life, and he stayed there. And we watched, the world watched why JJ, Jihad John, cut the man's head off. And you just think that, well, if I could just intervene in that one moment, you know, what would it take for you not to end his life? But you talk to Americans, and they don't even know what happened. It doesn't even, we've got to awaken. We got to awaken our hearts. We got to say, dear God, our hearts are hardened. They're stone. If somebody could be beheaded and we're not even moved by it, when we're told prophetically that you're telling us this is going to happen and we don't think it's going to happen to us until suddenly we're walking down the street like happened in Kristallnacht and headed to a safe place, which ends up being a ghetto, which ends up being a camp, which ends up being an oven, which ends up being mass graves. For whatever reason, Satan feels he has to eliminate the human race, and he starts with God's folks, people who say that they love God and they're going to follow him. More when we get back from the break.
You're listening to VFN Radio. Don't forget, you can locate us at VFNTV.com. We'll be right back.
Are you or someone you know having difficulties hearing? If you answered yes, then maybe it's time to contact the professional staff at Ears to Hear Hearing Center, where they improve the quality of life for the hearing impaired and their families by testing and fitting and dispensing the best hearing aid for the patient's hearing loss, lifestyle, and budget. 3 convenient locations on the Gulf Coast to serve your needs. Don't miss one more word. Call today and be on your way to enjoying the gift of hearing.
The $50 Eye Guy here with some eye-tastic news. Now, 2 locations to better serve you, so when buying your next pair of eyeglasses,
come see my dad, the $50 Eye Guy. $50 Eye Guy.
Welcome to the Army Navy Store with 2 locations to better serve your needs in Crestview and in Fort Walton Beach.
We have ammunition, weapons,
tactical gear, survival gear, uniform, patches, and much, much more. Call, go online, or visit us today.
We want to welcome our Christian Television Network audience and our viewers. Don't forget, we're on the Gulf Coast every single day from Destin, the beautiful sandy beaches of Destin, Florida, all the way to the beautiful historical parts of Mississippi, and over 1.4 million footprint out. That's amazing. Mm-hmm. Just the Gulf Coast, Monday through Friday, 5 p.m. to 6 p.m. So we want to be able to be there with you each day, bringing some light to this interesting times. And we're getting some great feedback from you, and we so love to hear from you. Remember our Facebook, and you can communicate to us. We'd love to receive messages from you and letters, actually positive messages.
Yeah.
Anything negative, just send it to Pat. He's good. He can handle that kind of stuff. I want to welcome our VFN TV audience, our Christian Television Network audience around the nation and on the Gulf Coast, Monday through Friday. Also our VFN radio audience around the nation and around the world. If you've been missing our program, or you're saying, I wish I would have got that, or I would have got this. If you sign up for the Torch newsletter, go to VFNTV.com. I believe in the upper right-hand corner, it says newsletter sign up. Just go there. Mm-hmm. And every single week, you're going to get a summary of what happened that week in a way that you can just kind of glance right through it and say, what do you want to watch? What do you want to hear? What do you want to share? And we want to make sure whatever way you can get it. But by signing up for the Torch, you know, that makes that possible for you. In other words, you can listen throughout the week, but you can summarize it at the end of the week to make sure that you didn't miss something that you need to know.
You're listening to VFN Radio, where we're keeping the conversation light. That's L-I-G-H-T, light, with your host, Greg Lancaster.
We just want to say thank you to all of our sponsors. You see them come on throughout the program. It's them. It's our partners, and it's our sponsors that stand with us. By the way, we have available now for our partners Just grave a great thank you package. We have the green room. We have specials. We have teachings and so much more. Plus this kingdom, the kingdom. What was that?
Mountains.
Some great things coming to help you out where you are and where you work, you know, and your occupations and all. And we're excited about that. We just want to say thank you. And we've had this available for all of our partners. For any amount whatsoever, by the way. You just go and you partner. And that's, we're here because of our partners and our sponsors and the original call of God. This is definitely a network that God is building. And through your love gifts and your faithful support of our sponsors and our partners who stand with us. Miles Monroe, tragic, tragic, sudden ending to his life, his family, his wife and him. But this man didn't leave, he left everything on the court. He left everything on the court. And when I first saw his son, you know, I was just so moved because there was a conference going on, a leadership conference in Bahamas. Mm-hmm. And you're thinking, like, you're going to put me on the stage now? That's what I'm thinking. Like, I'll talk to you in a week or something.
Right.
You know, you just want the machine to move is what you would think, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But when you hear the words, Miles prepared his son. Mm-hmm. He prepared his family. And so I was wondering, because they said, you know, as we stood with your father, we'll stand with you. I'm like, don't you want to first fight? But then, you know, Miles being your dad, you don't have a choice. But then you hear Miles. And he prophesied about leadership, because Chuck Pierce, we talked about that before, you know, the reason why the leadership's so screwed up in the world right now is because the leadership in the church, the old, they won't let go and let God's form of government and leadership come. Everybody's just hanging on to it. You know, and we felt awkward saying that, but the thing is like, look how screwed up it is in the world. And it's like, ever how goes the church, so goes, it's like, oh, if the church follows Jesus, then things straighten up. Isn't that weird?
Imagine how that works. Yeah.
If my people who are called by my name will humble themselves and pray and turn from their wicked ways, God will hear from heaven. And guess what? Your government will work. Your leadership will work. And so, but then Miles talks about this. He's prophesying about this. And this makes total sense. I actually have a baton that Steve gave me in my office just talking about that, about passing on the baton. As a matter of fact, take a look. This is Miles Monroe before his passing.
Politically speaking, I think that we are in a leadership dilemma. We are at the point in history where transition is taking place. And no one is deciding that. Life is deciding that. Most of the older leaders who were part of our historical journey are fading into the sunset. The realities are effective leaders always prepare their replacements. They mentor, and they create succession.
Monroe said he had a dream once about the funeral of a celebrated track and field athlete. In the dream, he said the athlete was lying in his coffin in his running uniform, clutching a baton. As mourners filed past, Monroe said he realized what the dream was about when he woke up.
It was about people dying with the baton. You know, instead of passing it on, and I was thinking, the young person who's supposed to lead next have to go to that casket, pry the baton out of the dead man's hand just to take it to the next leg. This may be what we're struggling with here. People would rather die with the position than pass it on. And so we find the young people having to fight to get it. Great leaders pass it on before they die, and they live to see the other runner run. Hopefully we'll get there in the Bahamas.
This is so important because we found out with the Malachi mandate for 10 years prophesying the hearts of the fathers to turn to the sons and the sons of the fathers, that it takes two hearts to turn. And it's not like you just show up and get something. But if you stay with the Father, if you stay close to Elijah, if you stay close and you're there, there's a great opportunity where God is going to pass a mantle down instead of having to start over again, you know, from point zero again, because so many people won't let go. But there's also so many people who won't go. I mean, you can pass batons all day long. And people's like, what do you do with this? He's like, run, you know, go plant a church. Oh, I got my job, you know. And so you have two things going on right here. And I see it, because right now there's so many people that has this paradigm that Miles was talking about, that you don't, nothing's expected from you. Mm. You know, like so many people we've said, we can't talk about details for how much time, but God expects something from you. But you have to rise up and you have to take the place of leadership, because that leader is responsible for who they do pass that baton to. And God's about to pass the batons. I mean, we're looking at, you know, thousands, a whole new wave of church plants that are going to be coming across the nation, across the world. And it's going to be obviously thousands of pastors in these churches. But these are pastors that God's raising up, that's saying, you know, I know why you got me here, like David said, to look after your people, that there's value in being the family of God. There's value in being there in their everyday life. And I'm excited about that. More about that you can find at the VFN Dream Center at vfnfamily.org. But I know, be encouraged. Begin to talk to your leader and to say, listen, what do I need to know to be here for the day that you want to pass the baton? Because I know you don't want me to pry it out of your hands. You know, besides, I wouldn't know what to do with it. And secondly, you're going to face God and say, you did not reproduce yourself. You didn't go beyond yourself, and everything stopped when you left. If we build it around Jesus Christ, it's supposed to go on. If we build it around ourselves, it stops when we stop. Mm-hmm. Dear Lord, help us to build on the foundation, on the rock, on Jesus Christ. God bless.
Oh my goodness, Auntie's Restaurant Barbecue, a taste of Southern soul on Highway 29, just 1/4 mile north from Kingsfield Road, right on the right-hand side. Come on in and get some. Visit Copy Products today with 5 locations on the Gulf Coast to better serve you. They can help you with all of your copying and scanning needs. Copy machines, fax machines, scanners, printers, shredders, and so much more. Contact them today at 850-432-1580. Amazing Automotive, serving all of your automotive needs for over 30 years. Where their motto is, if it flies, floats, or rolls, we can work on it. On the corner of Hollywood and Marietta Boulevard. Come, bring your vehicle in today. Make Penton's House Barbershop your next stop for your next haircut, shave, or massage. We're a classic barbershop with a modern twist. Call, visit us online, or walk right in. We'll be waiting for you. K9 Country Club, home of Pensacola's largest play yard at 27,000 square feet. Our pet services include doggy daycare, overnight boarding, and grooming. Specializing in creative grooming, call or visit us today and get your pet looking and smelling good.
You've been listening to VFN Radio. I'm your host, Greg Lancaster, and we're so glad that you joined us. Don't forget you can catch us at vfntv.com. On your mobile applications, you can download it at vfntv.com. Go to your Apple apps, your Android apps, and all those wonderful apps. We enjoyed our time together. And don't forget, 24/7 on VFN Radio. God bless.
If you don't have a plan to abide with the Lord, we have one for you, because it'll just begin to just revitalize your prayer life. And you'll find that not only are you talking to God, but you're dialoguing with the Lord and having this documented conversation. We have a plan for you. It's at iabide.org. It's a free plan. You can request it today. And it's amazing how your life will, you'll just have peace in your life.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just amazing when we do what God says and operate in the context of how he says do things. It's not as complicated as religion's made it out to be. And children are abiding with the Lord. Mm-hmm. I know as adults, we should be able to do that.